In the beginning, there was the strange case of Alexander Litvinenko, the one-time Russian spy who had denounced Russian President Vladimir Putin, himself a former spy master.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
On November 1st, Litvinenko, who was living in London, began to feel not well. 3 weeks later, he died in the hospital, diagnosed with radioactive poisoning from a substance called polonium-210. From his deathbed, he dictated a statement accusing Putin of organizing his murder. Now Scotland Yard is treating Litvinenko's death as a homicide, and it sent a group of investigators to Moscow, where they hope for Russian cooperation. So far, radioactive traces have turned up in places as disparate as British Airways' Moscow to London flights and a hotel bar, where 7 bartenders have tested positive for radioactive contamination. I have a particular interest in Russian intelligence and its way with chemicals, stemming from my own experience a half century ago. In 1956, as Moscow correspondent for CBS, I was covering a visit to the Soviet Union by Yugoslav President Tito, a guest of Nikita Khrushchev. When we reached Yalta on the Black Sea, a Soviet press officer told the several foreign correspondents to turn back. The rest of the trip was off the record. I said I had no intention of turning back. Next morning, I had breakfast on the hotel balcony and had hardly finished before I began to feel giddy and then blacked out. When I regained consciousness, I found myself on an Aeroflot airliner nearing Moscow. Eventually, an American embassy physician told me I had been given knockout drops, what some call a Mickey Finn. At that, I got off easier than Litvinenko or the several others who have shown traces of toxic poisoning. Yegor Gaidar, a former Russian prime minister and another critic of Putin, turned violently ill during a conference in Ireland. He said he was certain he had been poisoned. And last week we learned that Dmitry Kovtun, who met with Litvinenko at that London hotel bar, has been hospitalized with signs of polonium contamination. Now the Kremlin is no longer dismissing suspicions about the painful death of Alexander Litvinenko as nonsense. It's announced its own investigation. I wish them a lot of luck. Never did find out who fed me those knockout drops a half century ago. This is Daniel Shore.